The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Mark Nair is joining us, a poet and photographer, talking to us today about the Silver Arts 2021, celebrating the 10th edition of the National Arts Council's festival that's dedicated to seniors and creative aging. Mark, welcome to the show today. Glad to have you with us.
Hello. Hi, Glenn. Hi, Neil.
Hey, Mark. How are you doing? It's good to see you, my friend. Yeah. I'm a big fan of the Silver Arts 2021. I think it's a great initiative, what it does in the community. For the benefit of those who maybe are not familiar, give us an overview. What is Silver Arts 2021?
Well, it's a festival that's kind of focused on seniors, but as they say, it's open to everybody. But I think the focus is really on getting seniors to the phrase creative aging and creative participation is quite key. So it's not just attending talks or walks, but it's something that's interactive. So because I think a lot of arts events in Singapore are kind of pitched at maybe younger people. So perhaps seniors feel a bit left out. Mm. And so these events are kind of like created and curated especially for seniors. So they usually involve a range of things that perhaps have like heritage elements or oldies in terms of songs and things like that. Touch points that seniors are familiar with, I guess.
Creative aging. I think we do that on this show every week.
I feel aged, but not particularly creative at the moment. What is the range, though, of artistic expression, Mark, that we can find during this festival? You mentioned songs, you mentioned,
poetry,
obviously visual arts, poetry. What are we expecting to see?
I mean, my component is a literary walk and a workshop, but I do believe there are other elements. There's a concert. I think it's virtual, but there's also a live element to it. There's storytelling. I think there's a whole range of different activities across genres. Obviously, COVID has made it a little more difficult to gather. Mm. So my walk, for example, was streamed on Zoom. Unfortunately, we couldn't have a live audience.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm going to boost your ego a little bit here, Mark. I'm a Luddite. I'm a very proud IT Luddite. But you are one of the few people I follow on Instagram because I enjoy your poetry and your photography and the way you combine the two on your sort of walks around Singapore. I think it's fascinating. And if anyone's listening, do follow Mark on Instagram. It's great fun. And that ties in nicely with what you're doing now, this Tiong Bahru walk shop, not workshop, walk shop, where you're going to take the seniors around Tiong Bahru. Tell us about that and how you came up with it. It sounds great.
Well, firstly, I live in Tiong Bahru, so it's my backyard. And it totally helps, right? So I'm very familiar with the ins and outs of the estate. And I noticed that there are regular walks that are being done, or maybe on a weekly or monthly basis. But these kind of focus on the very obvious historical elements in Tiong Bahru. Rightly so. I mean, your buildings and then maybe even the food and other elements such as that. But because of my background with poetry and also photography, so I tried to kind of bring everything together. So what I did was figure out a walking route that could be done in about 90 minutes, given also the age group, not super young and
not too
mobile.
Much. Yeah.
Yes. And each, there were like something like eight to 10 stops that I created. And each stop, I read out a poem that's reflective of where we stopped. So for example, there's a monkey god temple on Inghun Street. And I stopped there and gave him some context about the temple, how it's like the oldest monkey god temple in Singapore. And then I wrote a poem for it, and then I read it out to the participants and got them to think about the idea of how you would perhaps also start to think creatively about responding to things that are around you, the mundane, the everyday. Some people knew there was a temple there, but they didn't even realize it's a monkey god temple. So I challenged them. I said, hey, okay, you know the monkey god has 72 avatars. What if you met the monkey god on Eng Hoon Street and he took the avatar of a recycling bin? How would you, and he talked to you, what would you say to him, you know? Yeah.
Right. And what sort of response did you get?
I think for, to be honest, a lot of people, it's a new thought. That idea of, well, firstly, personification, and secondly, the idea that you can make art or write creatively out of everyday objects.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, most people just walk by and don't think twice about something.
Yeah. Mark, we're talking to Mark Nair, the poet and photographer, about the National Arts Council's Silver Arts 2021 festival celebrating arts dedicated to seniors and creative aging. Now, this program is going to go from September until December. I assume in addition to your walk around walk shop around Tiong Bahru, there's many other opportunities for seniors to get involved. Do they find these by just going to the National Arts Council website, or what's the best way for folks to find out what's available?
I believe there's a Silver Arts Festival site, and then they can look at programs. But also, I know that the Silver Arts Festival has been advertising various programs on its social media feeds. And you can, yeah, just, I guess the easiest thing would just be type in Silver Arts 2021 and you would find whatever you want to look for.
Yeah.
Mark, on your walks that you do, what kind of people make up the audience? I'm curious. You know, do you get good crowds? Do you get very positive responses? Or is it literally all walks of life come along?
I must say that, so I've done walks for schools, and obviously you have a captive audience in the schools. But when it comes to the public, yes, it's really a wide variety of people, and it surprised you. So actually the walks happened last weekend, and they were obviously virtual, but we also had on the both days I had the walks, people who knew about it and knew it was virtual, but came and kind of joined the physical walk.
Sort of hung back a bit. I like that.
Yeah, they jumped in and then they tagged along, because there's nothing quite like the physical experience. Mm. I mean, Zoom is great in terms of distancing and everything, but there's nothing quite like being immersed in the space.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm with you.
Mark, do you sense a different level of engagement by seniors in recent years? Are they getting more involved in arts? Are they getting more involved in getting out and rediscovering perhaps the history and culture of Singapore? What has been your experience?
Well, I'll be honest and say this is my first time working with Silver Arts.
Okay.
I'm rather a new artist when it comes to Silver Arts. Mm. But I am very enthused by the response of seniors. I think all of the my events were very quickly like filled up and oversubscribed. And I think that there is a desire for people to move beyond what they know.
Hmm.
I think it's no longer enough for them to just sit and watch television the whole day. They want to get involved. They want to get going. And they want new things. And in lieu of travel, I mean, they are going to search things out. And I must say that Silver Arts has been expanding its range of programs over the last few years. And it is really exciting.
Yeah.
And also the barriers to entry are not very high. So it's easy for people just to get involved.
Yeah. That's a key point you make there, Mark, about in lieu of travel. If there's any positives to come from this infernal hell that we're living through in the last 2 years, it is a greater appreciation for all things local. We had the Orang Laut community on today. That piece went viral. There's been a far greater appreciation for local heritage, local sites, local businesses, even local, you know, staycations and so on and so on. In your line of work, Mark, poetry, photography, are you seeing that with local arts as well?
I think it's mixed. I think there is this relationship that artists have with society that's also mediated through the government and grants and things like that. And artists also supplement their income with things like perhaps teaching. But there have been certain restrictions because of COVID in terms of opportunities. So on one hand, I feel that while there artists have been productive, but also sources of income are not so, it's not been great, to be honest.
Tell me about it.
I have had opportunities, but they have been limited. And I'm sure, you know, Neil, your school talks and all that have been affected.
Of course.
So it's not an ideal situation because it's not as if it's a fluid kind of economy right now. It's kind of, there are a lot of strictures.
Yeah, that sums it up quite nicely. We've got more interest, but we can't always reach the audience.
Indeed. Mark, as an artist, what projects do you have coming up next? What are you working on?
Well, I'm personally, I am actually finishing up a PhD. I am just about to have my exam in a month's time. And that's
are we going to have to call you doctor the next time you come on the show?
Oh, well.
Maybe we'll do it just a few times just to make you feel good, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's why you study, right? Just
yeah, exactly. No other reason. Just that.
That's great.
Good. And once your PhD is done, I mean, are you going to stick with photography? Is this your passion, or are you expanding your own artistic endeavors?
Well, I hope to publish a new book of poetry next year at some point. I've been also doing a bit of work with a very exciting kids community club called Tak Takut Kids Club, and working on making a documentary for them. So that's kind of work that takes me up to the end of the year. And I'm also creating a couple of short films based on an adaptation from my children's book called Animal City. So
nice.
That's also with the SEP grant. So yes, pretty busy.
You're also a collaborator in chief with Mr. Brown, aren't you? You do a lot of work with Mr. Brown on his videos, and they work together. You know those videos that Mr. Brown makes?
Yeah, yeah.
Mark often does them with him.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, those are fun, huh?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's, I mean, I think I'm somebody who's just always interested in new things, new forms, and I love working with people of all artistic genres. So yeah, with Mr. Brown, it's been like 15 years of collaboration. So it's fun. But to be honest, I am not sure what next year is going to hold.
I think that's a key point for all of us in this line of work, Mark.
Indeed.
Tough times.
Well, you'll have a PhD, so hopefully, so that's a good thing, a good start to the year.
Dr. Nair.
Yes. Hey, thanks so much for being with us, Mark Nair, poet, photographer. Of course, the topic we're talking about today is the Silver Arts 2021 Festival for the National Arts Council. Do get on their website. There's lots to see and do. Thanks for being with us today, Mark.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.